Praise the Lord. Well, the last few weeks we've been fellowshipping about how we can all participate in the Lord's move. We had some fellowship on giving. We had some fellowship on prayer. And this morning we want to have some fellowship on going. Praise the Lord. We can all pray. We can all give. And many of us can go. Amen. So, in the 60s, the Lord's move was focused mainly, in the United States at least, was focused mainly in Los Angeles. At that time, Brother Lee encouraged all the saints to gather in Los Angeles for the purpose of experiencing the church life and being trained. Many of the saints at that time wanted to go out from L.A., but they were restricted. Actually, some of them did go out and had a failure. So eventually everybody came back to L.A. But in 1970, in the New Year's time, Brother Lee gave a conference. And in that conference, he fellowshipped about the principle of migration. And I was there. I was in a little church in Yorba Linda, Southern California. This was in 1970. And Brother Lee shared the principles of migration, and he shared in Acts chapter 8, in verse 1 and verse 4, where it says, "There occurred in that day a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles." Then verse 4 says, as soon as I can turn the page, I'll tell you what it says. It says, "Those therefore who were scattered went throughout the land announcing the word as the gospel." And he shared that for the sake of the Lord's move, that we need to spread the church life. And I might read also footnote 2 on verse 4. Or footnote 1, it says, "It was sovereign of God that the scattering of the believers from Jerusalem to other localities through the persecution should carry out the spreading of the gospel for the fulfillment of the Lord's word in Acts 1:8. In Acts 1:8 is where the Lord told the disciples that they would be witnesses of him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. But they were all pretty happy staying there in Jerusalem, and they weren't that anxious to move out to spread the gospel to the whole inhabited earth. So the Lord raised up a persecution in Jerusalem that scattered. It says they all were scattered except for the apostles. So Brother Lee shared there's two principles in the spread of the Lord's recovery. And this is the first principle, which is by migration. The other principle is by the apostles. But this is the first case of the spread of the Lord's recovery in the New Testament. And by the principle of the first mention indicates that the first mentioning of something establishes the principle. And because the first mentioning of the spread of the Lord's recovery was by migration, that's the basic principle of the Lord's move. The basic principle is not the spread of the recovery by the apostles going out and preaching, although that's what we often think of. We know the Apostle Paul went and his co-workers went to many cities, and they spread the gospel by preaching in the synagogues in city after city. So in our concept, we think that's the way to spread the gospel, by the apostles, the co-workers going out and preaching city by city. But that wasn't the first case. That was not the basic principle. The basic principle was all the saints going out and spreading the gospel city by city by migration. So Brother Lee shared this principle with us, and this is the first I'd ever heard of such a thing. And so we were there in Yorba Linda, and just like just like the saints in Jerusalem, nobody was anxious to go anywhere. But the Lord, in His sovereignty, burdened some of us to migrate to other places. In that conference, Brother Lee mentioned some of the major cities that needed the church life. At that time, there was a church life was only in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City. I think there were some scattered churches in Texas, but basically it was just those three major cities. So Brother Lee shared the need and the burden for the Lord to spread His testimony throughout the United States. So in Yorba Linda, some of us begin to pray and consider, did the Lord want us to move? And if so, where would we move? But this was not a movement. It was a move that came out of a burden by prayer.
Amen.
And some of us fellowship together. There was a brother that was going to be traveling to Seattle. And every time he mentioned that he would be in Seattle, within my spirit, there was just a flood of life. And I didn't consider that. I didn't acknowledge that. I just noticed it. And then another brother, he was praying for migration, and he was considering Chicago. But he told us that every time he prayed for Chicago, the Lord changed his prayer to Seattle. It was so significant that he wrote it in his Bible. He wrote down the date, January something or other, 1970, Seattle. Well, he didn't have a lot of confidence in that feeling, so the next week he prayed again. And he prayed again for Chicago, and the Lord prayed again for Seattle. It was again so significant, he wrote it in his Bible a second time. Soon after that, a few of us came together to fellowship, and we just began to compare our experience. And this brother shared what he had written in his Bible, and I shared my feeling, and another brother shared his feeling. And we all had the same feeling, Seattle. And when we mentioned Seattle, I just wanted to shout, Seattle!
Amen.
Hallelujah for Seattle!
Amen.
I had only been to Seattle even once in my life, and I had no reason to consider moving there. But the Lord really burdened us. So this was really a move of the Lord. It was not any kind of movement or stirring up by human encouragement. So we brothers didn't know what to do, so we decided to gather the whole church together. And I had a larger home at that time, so we called the whole church together in my house. And everyone was very excited. Everybody knew something was going on. Nobody knew quite what. So we gathered in my home, and this was in Yorba Linda. And we brothers just shared our testimony. The brother who wrote in his Bible, this was Joel Kennan, he showed us his Bible. I shared my experience, another brother shared his experience. And then we just sat down, and we didn't know what was going to happen. And we didn't feel like we could just say, well, we should all move to Seattle. We didn't have that assurance. So we just sat down to see what would happen. One by one, the saints began to pop up and declare. One brother said, I knew we weren't going to remain in Yorba Linda forever. It looks like we're going to Seattle. And then one by one, the saints began to confirm this burden. So this was absolutely a move of the body. Migration is not a movement. It's not anything organized by man. It's the move of the body of Christ.
Amen.
It comes out of prayer and fellowship. One concern I had was that I had just signed a 1-year lease on my house. right in the middle of this meeting, my telephone rang, and it was the landlord. And he said, "We've warned you not to have prayer meetings in your house." He had warned us not to have morning watch at 6 in the morning, which we were doing. So we stopped that. But he never said anything about any other time. So the whole church was there in my house, and it was very noisy. And it was Southern California. We had all the windows open, so the whole neighborhood could hear this meeting, I'm sure. He said, "You have 30 days to get out of your house." I wanted to say, "Hallelujah!" But I restrained myself, and I went back to the meeting, and when I had a chance, I stood up and gave this testimony. I said, "That was the landlord, and I've got 30 days to get out of my house." Everyone shouted, "Hallelujah." So the whole neighborhood heard that hallelujah, I'm sure. Well, this was not a move according to man, because Seattle at that time had the highest unemployment rate in the nation. It was the worst possible place you could decide to move to. Boeing had just lost a major contract and was laying off thousands and thousands of technical people every week, not just every month, but every week. And I was a technical person. I was a computer programmer. I had an engineering degree, and it was not a very hopeful place for me to move to. But nobody counted the cost. Everyone was one for the Lord's move, for the Lord's recovery. At that time, there was even a billboard in Seattle. I don't know if you've heard of this. It said the last, because everybody was leaving Seattle. Nobody was going to Seattle. There was a billboard that said, "The last person that leaves, turn out the lights." You can see that billboard on the internet. You just look up "the last person leaving" or something like that. There's a photo of that billboard on the internet. So that's how the state of Seattle was. The condition of Seattle was not very promising. But we didn't care. Nobody counted the cost. Nobody cared what the price was. There was one brother who was close to retirement. If he left his job, he would lose his retirement. But he said, "I don't care. The church is moving to Seattle. I'm going." Another couple came to that meeting in my house, having just purchased a house in Yorba Linda, and they were coming to this meeting to tell everybody, "Hallelujah, our house in Yorba Linda just closed." But when they heard everybody saying, "Seattle, Seattle, Seattle," they stood up and said, "We just closed on a house in Yorba Linda so we could be in the church life. But if y'all are going to Seattle, we're going too." So they turned right around and sold that house and moved to Seattle with the rest of us. So just so you're aware, the saints that came from Yorba Linda, many are still in the Lord's recovery today. Joel Kennan, who's in Seattle, he was one. Jan Desmoni, you know, Ray's wife, she was, of course, they were not married at that time, but Jan moved up. Janet Christensen in Tacoma, she came up at that time. Roth and Beth Williamson, who were here in Bellevue for a number of years, they came up from Yorba Linda, and there are probably others that I've forgotten. But just so you realize, a number of saints that many of us know came in that migration. And we came to Seattle for the church life. We didn't come for jobs, obviously. We didn't come for better housing. We came for the Lord's move. This was the move of the Lord. When we got here, because there was no jobs, but there were a lot of houses available, people were abandoning their homes. We took all kinds of odd jobs. Some of us worked at an auction. When the auctioneer would announce it was a furniture auction, so we would go in the back room, pick up some furniture, And then he would call number such and such. We would run out onto the stage with, for example, a bedroom set. And we'd turn it around. And this is, engineers and lawyers are doing this. Set it down, carry it off, and run back and get the next piece of furniture. We also worked together delivering carpeting for a carpet layer, these huge rolls. It took four of us to carry a huge roll. You lock your hands underneath it, carry it into his truck. Then we'd ride in the back of the truck to where he was going to lay it, and then we'd carry it off, and then that was our job. And Brother Roth, who was a lawyer, and myself, we swept an entire middle school that was going to have carpet laid so that the carpet layer could do his job. My point is, we were willing to sacrifice because this was the Lord's move. This was the Lord's recovery. It was worth everything. Eventually, I drove a yellow cab. Of course, I didn't know one end of Seattle from the other, but I had a map in the front seat, which didn't make the customers feel very comfortable. So I got in the habit of asking them how to get to where they wanted to go, because sometimes they'd complain I didn't take the shortest route. Of course, there was no GPS in those days, and there was no internet, so I had a paper map, and one guy even got out of the cab. He figured, if this guy doesn't know where he's going, I'm riding somewhere else in some other cab. So, but eventually the Lord was faithful, and all the saints got jobs. So we were here in Seattle for the Lord's move. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord really blessed this migration. The Lord is faithful. He took care of us. He gave us jobs. I got a job working for the city of Seattle that was never advertised. It was never advertised, and another brother got a job there too. I never took the civil service exam. I was able to be hired and worked there for 15 years because of the Lord's faithfulness. He blesses his recovery. He blesses the migrations.
Amen.
This is the Lord's principle. Just like the Lord blessed the saints in the book of Acts, the Lord has really blessed us. The church in Bellevue came out of the church in Seattle.
Amen.
So did the church in Tacoma, the church in Everett, the church in Bellingham. So many churches have been produced by the church in Seattle because of the saints that were willing to move, willing to risk their livelihood, risk their families. I moved with a little baby girl. She was 1 year old, and we didn't care. We were for the Lord's move. We were for the Lord's recovery. So a number of saints were brought in Seattle. Brother Atsuo's brother, Mitch, he came in to the church in Seattle. Dan Leslie came in through the church in Seattle, who served in Russia for many years. Joel Kennan and I went down to the summer training in 1970, and we got a phone call that we had to come back to Seattle because there were more new ones in the meeting than there were ones that had migrated there. So Joel and I drove 24 hours straight. We just took turns driving and sleeping 24 hours straight from L.A. back to Seattle because there were so many new ones. And Dan Leslie was there when we got back. Also, you know, Jim and Wanda Billheimer, they were brought in through Seattle. Sherman and Diane Robertson also came in through Seattle. Sherman had moved to Renton from New Mexico, and he was in a Baptist denomination and was had a lot of questions about the Bible that he couldn't answer. He came to one meeting in Seattle. All his questions were answered, and he came into the Lord's recovery. Today, he's serving as a co-worker in Brazil. Hallelujah for the Lord's roof.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the principle of migration.
Amen.
May we all be willing to give ourselves to the Lord, to sacrifice our future, sacrifice everything, that the Lord's move could go on. And today in Europe, the Lord's desire is to move from North America to Europe. Let's all go to the Lord and ask the Lord if we are ones that should move, if we're ones that should migrate. Some from Bellevue should go. Bellevue is one of the larger churches in this area. It would be a shame if nobody from Bellevue moved to Germany. That would be a big shame to us. There's a number in Seattle that are burdened, and we hope there'll be a number in Bellevue. So, again, this is not a movement. This is not something we're trying to stir up. This is the move of the Lord in His recovery. Go to the Lord and ask the Lord. Only He can send people. Only He can send us. But we need to open to Him and ask Him. Amen.
Amen. Before Andy gives the announcements, I'll just add a word to what Dexter just shared. Ray and I went to the conference in Missoula, Montana last weekend, and it was on the same burden. The title was The World Situation and the Lord's Move. So I'll just read some points from the outline, just briefly. Even if our gospel preaching is adequate, our Bible teaching is accurate, and our meetings are scriptural, we need to ask ourselves this question. And this is the question that Dexter has asked us just as he closed, that we all take to the Lord. Do we? This is the question. Even if we had all those things going adequately, the question, do we have the ultimate move of God among us? And I mean us. And I mean you and I. God's ultimate move is the fourth step of His move to accomplish His eternal purpose. First three steps, preaching the gospel, teaching the Bible, meeting according to the Bible. The fourth step is His gaining a good number of believers who know how wonderful Christ is, who have Him as their life and live Him, who are filled, permeated, and saturated with Him, who grow in life and are transformed by His flowing life within them, who are built up with fellow believers to be the golden lampstand in their locality and perhaps other localities. Amen. This is what the Lord is after today. So he went on. Brother Mark shared this, how the Lord has prepared the whole world situation, including the situation in the United States, for His move. As the ultimate move goes forward, there is such a need. The goal, the direction of God's ultimate move must be toward Europe before the crushing of the great human image in Daniel 2 takes place. The Lord's recovery must spread to Europe and be rooted there. And that's really the burden that Dexter was sharing on. Right. How will the Lord move there? It must include some migration.